Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, you know, one of the things that very often I see when I work with couples is sometimes they aren't on the same page about money. And I can see it's a point of either contention or conflict or disagreement or a whole bunch of different things between money and their relationship. So I thought it would be interesting and insightful to bring on a specialist. Dr. Karen Sherman is a psychologist and author, and she works a lot with couples. And one of the issues that affects a lot of relationships is money. So she's on the line with us. Welcome, Karen.
Hi, David. I'm so pleased to be here with you today.
It's my pleasure. Dr. Karen Sherman, ladies and gentlemen. The website is, of course, by the same name, drkarensherman.com. And we're going to be talking about couples and money. What a great subject. That was an interesting hum. You're like, okay, boy, do you ever know it, David. Actually, I do deal a lot with this, Dr. Sherman, on a regular basis with couples when they come in. Sometimes I feel like I'm doing your job a little bit and doing some counseling with them.
I would imagine so.
Well, let's dive right in here. Now, you are a licensed psychologist in New York.
Yes.
And you've been in private practice for 25 years specializing in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And you've written a couple of books.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Marriage Magic, Find It, Keep It, and Make It Last.
Yes.
And Mindfulness and the Art of Choice, Transform Your Way of Life, or Transform Your Life.
Yes.
I know that writing is a lot of work. I've done that myself. So you've done a lot. With all that experience, this will be real easy for you. tell me, let's start with this. What are three of the things that you see? Because I'm sure there's some things that keep recurring. What are three of the things you see with couples, what they argue about? I'm guessing money obviously has to be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe probably one of the top ones. So let's talk a little bit about that. But what are the others that you see that are common? And then let's kind of talk a little bit about that.
Well, I'm going to give you what's going to sound like I'm contradicting myself. The things that people think that there are the most common arguments are exactly what you said, David: money, sex, and kids. But it's very interesting. When you start to listen to couples carefully, it's really not what they're arguing about.
Uh-huh.
What they're arguing about are underlying feelings,
mm-hmm,
about not feeling like their needs are being heard, not feeling like they're being cared about, that they matter. And very often, that's where the money issues come in. Because money's not about money. And I'm sure you know this with the work that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, yeah. It's a currency in the technical sense, in that, yeah, or it's a reflection. I have a theory that, and you could tell me what you think about it. I think men and women are fundamentally different in this regard. And of course, I have my own personal opinion as a man, but I think that you know, our need to feel appreciated,
mm-hmm,
and respected,
mm-hmm,
and loved,
mm-hmm,
the three big ones,
yes,
I think they're a little different with men and women. And I think that natural maybe collision there, but on top of that, if one of them is not feeling appreciated, especially the men, I think that's probably something men probably are a little bit more sensitive to, that, you know, then that might be what all of a sudden makes the conversation start happening more frequently about money, and you don't appreciate the money because it's really about appreciating me.
Well, especially because in our society, you know, so much of it is about being successful financially.
Mm-hmm.
And even though our roles have shifted, and as it turns out, there was a recent article that I believe it was in 53% of homes, women are actually more of the breadwinners.
I have seen that trend. I have seen that. Now,
right?
It's not statistically viable, but I've seen it in, you know, working and talking with clients. I'm seeing that increase.
Right. However, I think regardless of what the statistics are, that many men still identify themselves as, I'm successful if I can take care of my home, if,
yeah,
I'm the breadwinner. And when they don't feel as if they're appreciated, or when they lose their jobs or something of that nature, their identity, their sense of self really suffers horribly. So when a woman does not feel that, you know, she's appreciative of her guy, if she doesn't feel he's doing enough, I so often hear a guy feel like, no matter what I do, it's never good enough. That just really creates a huge amount of conflict, a huge amount of, you know, bad feelings in the relationship.
Yeah. And it spills over in everything else.
Absolutely.
I'll wager this, Karen. You know, it's a way I have a relationship with my wife. We just talked about this. It was either this morning or last night. I'm trying to remember, but we were both really busy. And I said, you know, just tell me you appreciate what I'm doing, and I'll do anything you want me to,
mm-hmm,
do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that for a lot of men, that's the way we are. You know, a lot of this comes out that it's really something underneath. like not feeling appreciated, where something that nobody cares at all about, where you put the remote or anything silly, it's really about this other underlying feeling.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because, again, a man is generally a doer. He, you know, a man defines himself by the way he acts and actions and everything. So the way a man shows a woman he cares about her is through his actions. Now, of course, that doesn't resonate with a lot of women.
Yep.
Because don't tell me, you know, don't do things for me, talk to me, listen to me. You know, so they're basically speaking two different languages. But I was working with a couple last night where he kept pointing out all the things he was doing for her. She was not acknowledging them because for her that wasn't translating in a way that she felt loved. And what did he say to me? You know, no matter what I do, it's not good enough. And what that boils down to is exactly what we're saying. He doesn't feel loved or appreciated. And, you know, it's creating a huge amount of arguments with them.
And she doesn't either because he's not telling her.
Yes.
And or listening to her. And that's where, you know, I'm sure you're familiar with it. You know, the men are from Mars and women are from Venus. I mean, you know, this is exactly it.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting. So it spills over in a lot of places. You know, it's a very funny subject because I just had this conversation with my wife. But if you've got these underlying things, it just happens to be money, sex, kids, or any other things that are the, I guess, the mirror or the way it comes. It's a symptom of whatever's going on inside.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it. So what do we do about it, right? Is that the question?
That's the question. But you know what, Dr. Sherman, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back and answer that. Dr. Karen Sherman's our guest. We're on the couch. Psychologist, author, Dr. Sharon Kerman, Sherman, drkarensherman.com. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
And we're back with Dr. Karen Sherman. You know, Karen, my still getting over a little bit of laryngitis. There's a flu bug going around, and it attacks your vocal cords and has them swell, and you can't talk. And I didn't talk for 2 days.
Oh my gosh!
So if the worst I do is mangle your name, we're doing okay.
Not to worry. I laugh because there is something about my name that people do that kind of thing all the time. That's why I giggled.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes people call me Sharon Kerman. They do it all the time. So it was very cute. I wasn't offended at all.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of R's and A's in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're talking about some of these things, and we call them, I guess, symptoms of an underlying problem.
Mm-hmm.
And you poised the question that I know you're going to help me answer is, what do we do about it?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that the main thing to do, you can't change anything unless you're aware.
Yeah.
So the first thing to do is to be aware of the fact that whatever it is you're arguing about, as you just said so beautifully, is that it's a symptom. And what you have to do is to start to talk about what you feel. Now, what often happens, and women, I'm going to say, and this is stereotypical, but it is women more often, tend to think that they're doing some kind of benefit to the relationship to not bring things up when it bothers them. They're going to hold it in, and then it finally builds up to such a point, like a pressure cooker, that it explodes.
And the guy says, I can't help it if you don't tell me about it.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. But on the other side, just to be fair here, guys don't bring up anything.
Right.
You know, it's like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Well, you know, it's so funny. I read this somewhere, and it's so true that, you know, something like women have an average of 6 thoughts in their head at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And men, 1, sometimes none.
Oh, yeah.
And then women get, you know, I've had my wife say, what do you think about it? And I said, nothing.
Yeah.
And I meant literally nothing.
David, I have to tell you that as a woman, I just don't get, what do you mean you're thinking nothing?
Well,
I don't get that. But as a professional who's been doing this for 25 years, I got to get it because I get that answer all the time.
And it's not just that women don't get that. They're a little jealous of it. What do you mean you don't have anything? I've got to think about 6 things or more.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, but despite our culture's attempt to make us all the same, there are some fundamental differences. And, of course, you see it bubble up all the time in dealing with couples and
yes.
all of these things, including their money.
Yes. Okay. So let's go back. So if we go back to talking about how we feel, you know, and we've been taught, don't talk about yourself. But in this case, what you want to do is say something about, you know, for instance, you know, when you didn't turn your check over to me, I felt as if you, I felt uncomfortable. It made me insecure. I didn't feel like I was in on what was going on. So you talk about the behavior as opposed to, you know, you did this to
right,
me, you
right.
withheld it. Because once you do that, somebody's going to feel attacked. And
yep, defenses go up.
Yeah, you know, end of game, okay? But the thing is, notice what I said. I felt insecure. So here's what money, here's my experience. Money is generally about things like insecurity,
yeah,
control, power.
A lot of control.
Right, right. And if you don't get to that stuff, you're not going to be able to do anything with the money issues.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times I've said, you know, your wife needs to come next time to the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's their money, and but a lot of times it's, you know, it's a funny thing, and I think you've identified it very quickly and correctly that it's an identification, especially for men, their role in the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know,
the whole partner thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot of things that could be underneath or behind arguments over money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Right. You know, a lot of times also, and again, even though women are, you know, we have so many dual career families now, but regardless, I think that mentally we still think in terms of that the man is the protector. So,
well, I can see that from a physical standpoint, just because unless that happens to not be the case with a couple where the man is larger and just physically stronger.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to money, it's really changing quickly.
Do you think so?
I really do. I just saw it with a couple a week ago. Mm-hmm. And the wife makes double what the husband makes.
Well, that may be the fact. But
you're
I'm
saying even though that's the case, okay,
emotionally, yeah.
I see your point. Yeah, emotionally, no, there's still, even in that case, the man took the lead.
Exactly.
Yeah,
okay.
I see your point there.
Okay. So I'm agreeing with you. Factually, I think that not only are women coming up with equal monies and very often surpassing, but I think emotionally the belief is still you're the one that's supposed to be the one who's protecting
you. Yeah.
And so when he's not doing that, she ends up feeling like, you're not taking care of me.
And you don't appreciate me. You don't cherish
That's
me.
Right.
You don't love me, because if you did, you would X, Y, Z.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's get one more break in here, Dr. Karen Sherman is a psychologist and author. The website is drkarensherman.com. Quick break. We'll be right back.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
And we're back. Dr. Karen Sherman is with us today on the line, psychologist, author, drkarensherman.com. I want to point out something on your website, doctor. You have a interesting new product. It's a three-part audio set with a workbook. It's called Fight to Foreplay.
From Fight to Foreplay.
From Fight to Foreplay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I thought it was Fight for Foreplay.
No.
Oh, okay.
From Fight to Foreplay.
Okay. Sorry, I told you I couldn't help. That was just so funny. But no, that's it's a great thing for people to take a look at. And because there's a lot of this stuff is really, it's hard for people, you know, we're not trained to deal with this. You know, we fall in love, we get married, we get into relationships, and there's nobody that really gives you a book that says, hey, you know what, you want to be really good at this?
Right.
Read this workbook and listen to the three audio set. But you now have that, Dr. Karen Sherman. Very good.
Thank
okay,
you.
So let me ask you this. This is an interesting one. Do men and women fight differently?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So here's a couple of things. I said to you before that very often a woman will hold in things, thinking, I don't want to, you know, make a big deal about this, and then they explode.
Yeah, I've never experienced that myself, of course.
Okay. Guys,
at home or at work.
Right. And guys tend to not initiate. But the other thing is, that guys very often don't say anything. And they tend to think, if I don't say anything, I can't get into trouble because I'm not saying anything. You're laughing, huh?
Yeah, because I have never thought that. Those are some naive guys. Let me tell you, I know I'm in trouble.
Okay. But that this is the one time where silence is not golden.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
You mentioned before Mars and Venus, and I could do a whole show about
I'm sure. We'll have you back
and
we'll do that.
More than just the Mars-Venus.
Yeah, there's not just two planets. There's probably 50, right?
There are a lot of biological differences that really explain why men and women are so different. So, for instance, a man's brain does not have the anatomical structure. It's not built to access the ability to express his emotions. So women, we're saying, so what do you feel? And the guy looks at her like she's got three heads because he's clueless. And then we get really annoyed because, why aren't you sharing this with me?
Oh, that's classic.
He's not withholding.
He just ain't got it.
That's right. He can't express it. So what also happens is that when a guy is shutting down, a woman thinks like, you're not involved, you don't care about me, you're not in this with me. But it turns out that physiologically, the shutdown is really a protective device because men are reacting so much that that's to protect them because they can't take too much stimulation. What would be extremely helpful is if a guy would say, ready? I don't know what to say.
That's a good one.
That would be better than saying nothing because at least then I know you're here with me and involved. But when you say nothing to me, then I feel like you're somewhere else.
Yeah, and so it's anatomical. It's in guys' brains that we just don't have. So it's not that we're heartless. We just are brainless. Okay, very good. If you're just joining us, Dr. Karen Sherman is enlightening us about both members of the species, both genders, and about how men and women are different. They fight differently. You know, you kind of pointed this out already. Obviously, couples are not better off if they don't fight. I mean, fighting can be healthy, I suppose, because it brings an issue to the forefront.
Yes, yes. And generally, when a couple doesn't fight, that means that they really don't feel safe enough with each other to say things because they're afraid that if they fight, that, you know, somehow they're going to break up or
it's not a relationship.
Right.
Somebody's doing a whole bunch of yielding.
Yes, yes. Now, of course, when I say fighting, I'm not talking about, you know, physical abuse kind of stuff. That's a deal breaker.
Yeah, that's different. That's different.
I'm talking about, you got to know that with two different people, you're going to have a conflict.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the kind of thing we're talking about here.
Excellent. Dr. Karen Sherman is on the line with us, psychologist, author, 25 years practicing in her psychology discipline, especially on relationships. DrKarenSherman.com. We'll take one last quick break and we'll be right back and we'll talk about the no-nos in fighting.
Creating a world with less cancer takes a team effort. It takes survivors and caregivers and regular folks like you and me who all unite at Relay for Life. This year, nearly 4 million people nationwide will come together to celebrate, remember, and fight back. We're the American Cancer Society, the official sponsor of birthdays. Visit us at relayforlife.org.
And we're back. Dr. Karen Sherman's our guest, psychologist, author of the website, drkarensherman.com, several books, Marriage Magic, Find It, Keep It, Make It Last, and Mindfulness and the Art of Choice, Transform Your Life. And the new, help me get it right, Karen. The new product, the three-part audio with the workbook.
From Fight to Foreplay.
Okay, and that's all at the website. Okay, so what are some of the no-nos? You know, there's, and also I'd like you to, you can kind of comment, I think at the same time, on why some arguments recycle. So maybe try to tackle those last two in the couple minutes we have.
So they recycle because you're not getting to the root of it,
which
are the feelings, okay? And the no-nos, we did a couple of them already, that you don't hold things in until you explode. You don't stonewall. Don't walk out of a room because basically you're abandoning your partner. Here's a big no-no. Everybody knows that you don't name call, okay? So, you know, the common ones, I don't know, you know, on radio, I don't have to be, you know, very overt about them. So, you know, the common ones.
Right.
But saying things to your partner like, you're so lazy, that's name calling.
Yeah, it is. You're labeling them.
That's right. Or saying to your partner, what's wrong with you?
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, yeah. God.
And, you know, we don't realize that. Now what's happening is you're being disrespectful.
Well, you're completely closing the door to any resolution.
Right, right. And it's so disrespectful. And respect is really the number one factor to making your relationship work.
I've got to ask you the question that every man on the planet would like me to ask you.
Okay.
Yeah. If a guy asks, what is wrong? And the woman says, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Every guy on the planet says, okay, there's nothing wrong.
Oh, no.
Okay. And of course, most of us know there is something wrong or we wouldn't ask.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do next?
I really do care and I really do want to know.
All right. Excellent. I'm going to write that down. Oh, it's true, because when we do ask, we're not just saying, all right, what's wrong, so we can deal with it and move on, and I can go back to my television program.
Mm-hmm.
It's most men, I think, are going to say, I really do want to know what's going on, because if I know, maybe I can help.
Yes.
And I know we're going to have you come back, Dr. Sherman, because there's so much here. Fabulous stuff. I so love that you came on the program. The website, again, for Dr. Sherman, you've got to go there. There's a lot of great stuff. Dr. Karen Sherman, just like it sounds, .com. Get some of the good stuff she's got. Dr. Karen, thanks for being on the program.
David, thanks so much for having me.
Oh, you're a pleasure. I very much enjoyed it, and we'll definitely have you back.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.